thank you, Steve. I was probably thinking about this too late. I just asked you what a big hack band is. And everybody makes fun of Nickelback.
Yeah, even the guys in Nickelback make fun of Nickelback.
So that's the bumper we should have come out with, because hacking is in the news. And we have our ethical hacker on the line with us, Jason Glassberg, co-founder, managing principal of Casaba. Jason, saw in the news that there's been a hurricane of information that has been leaked via Equifax. Are we in danger?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, this has been a big one, not only in terms of the number of accounts that they've got, literally half the population of the United States, but the nature of the data also. This is what they call in the underground business fulls. And by fulls, you mean the full suite of personal information that you would need to basically set up an identity online, your social security number, your date of birth, driver's license, everything. So it's literally the complete package. So, yeah, this is really a bad one.
All right. Here's the thing. I don't have an account with Equifax, but if you go to My Credit Karma and you sign up, they obviously have the reporting agencies of Equifax, and TransUnion, I believe, is the other one. So they have all my information, whether or not I signed up for an account with them. What do I do now?
Well, they do, and that's kind of the nefarious underside of this, is that you're a customer of these folks, whether you want it to be or not. You literally have no choice. There are three credit bureaus, TRW, Equifax, and TransUnion, and literally any credit card you get or any bank account you get or any time you apply for credit, your information is passed through these guys. Now, in terms of what folks can do, obviously your first step should go. Equifax does have a website where you can go and put in your information. Humorously enough, you have to put in your personally identified.
I know. See, how can you trust them again?
I know. It's like they are, I don't mean to sound too overly rude, but they're almost unbelievably tone. They have been unbelievably tone deaf through this entire episode. But you can enter in your information in their website, and it will tell you whether you have been victimized or not. And, of course, with the number of accounts that have been hacked, you've got a 50-50 shot. But once you find out, there are really kind of three things folks should be doing. The first is to be ever vigilant with your account. So you want to be very careful monitoring your bank accounts and your credit card statements to make sure there has been no fraudulent activity. The second thing which folks have been doing, which is been putting a freeze on your credit report, which essentially means for a nominal fee, and again, it's funny how you have to pay for them to do this service, but for a nominal fee of $5 to $10, you can actually instruct these credit bureaus to not allow your credit report to be released. So essentially freezing anyone out from trying to run one of these. And basically that's your highest level of protection. Of course, it can inconvenience you if you're in the process of buying a house or getting a car loan or something like that. So that is your first step. The other thing you can do, of course, is sign up with one of these account monitoring or credit monitoring services.
We send the bill to Equifax?
Well, exactly. Now, Equifax is in their, in their benevolence, has decided to waive the fee for this freeze. But the other TRW and TransUnion, of course, are more than happy to charge you.
I've noticed on people's Facebook page, and everybody does kind of try to help each other. It's like if you've been affected by the Equifax breach, which I like to think pretty much all of us have been.
Exactly.
Anyone who's purchased a car or has an open credit card or a loan, a home loan, everyone's been affected. There was something that Equifax put up, as you mentioned, punch in your information to see if you've been breached, and then they're offering like a year or two of their free monitoring service. But really, they're the last people I would go to now.
Well, exactly. And I think This one is serious enough that there are going to be some significant ramifications, both for the company, I hope, because, as I say, they've been almost criminally tone deaf through this whole episode, but also the way, you know, we treat our personal identifiable information and how we go about sharing that. You know, one of the things that's so distressing is that all of this information, things like your social security number and credit card numbers, are so antiquated. You know, the systems we use with these things are so antiquated. I mean, my gosh, we're only now getting into the PIN and chip and the credit cards, which the rest of the world has been using for the last 10 years, you know. The magnetic strip on the back of your credit card, which holds all of your credit card information and your name and stuff. I mean, that's basically 1960s, you know, 8-track technology.
All right, I have another question for you, because really I'm concerned about this. I've just gotten my credit rating up there. I do not want to take a hit. If you go through My Credit Karma and you look at your Equifax report, it says how many hits are on there. Like, we recently got a new car, so it has the company that did a hit to try and check my credit. Will I start seeing more hits if my information is being used elsewhere? Is that something I should look at?
Absolutely. That's one of the key indicators that someone's trying to set up some kind of account in your name, which, again, why putting a freeze, which would completely block someone, or putting a credit alerting service, which means you get notified immediately at any time someone tries to check your credit, is critically important for folks right now at this time.
Because I know Equifax and TransUnion, and I can't remember the third one, they do offer you a free credit report once a year, and you can file for that and you don't have to pay for it. Is Equifax going to allow you to get some additional ones for free so you can check your credit?
That I don't know. Again, I can imagine they're going to be offering all sorts of services as either part of a settlement or something of that nature. But, you know, you bring up an interesting point. Each one of the credit bureaus allows you to run a free credit report. And so instead of running them all at once from the same credit bureau, it makes sense to stagger them maybe once every 2 or 3 months, just so you can get a better view of your credit throughout the course of the year without having to pay the fee. And then, of course, as you mentioned, there's also Credit Karma and then a number of other credit reporting services that will allow you to run them. So you can pretty much keep a cycle of credit reporting back to yourself for little or no charge if you do it, you know, judiciously over the course of months.
And Credit Karma is free.
It is free, yeah.
Yep.
We're talking with Jason Glassberg, the ethical hacker, co-founder and managing principal over at Kasaba. Jason, when you say that Equifax is being tone deaf to the situation that's happened, what should they be doing that they're not doing?
Well, you know, for the first and foremost, they took over a month to report this breach to the public, which I just find unconscionable. I mean, this is, like I say, you know, we've had other large-scale account hacks, the Yahoo hacks and such, but those never quite contain the amount of information. I mean, this really is the crown jewels of what a bad guy is looking for when we talk about identity theft.
How many people...
Also,
go ahead.
Excuse me, go on.
Go on, Jason.
Okay. I was going to say, also, when it came to initially reporting, there was this situation where Equifax would allow you to run a credit report and give you free credit monitoring, but you had to give up your right to potentially sue them, which again, is unconscionable. I mean, who would do this? These people did have a bad thing happen. Let the chips fall where they may. You know, and again, we were talking about things like these people just released all this personal information, and the only way to find out if your personal information was released was to give them more personal information. So, you know, it just adds up to a very uncomfortable experience for the consumer because you can't trust these guys.
Jason, thank you for mentioning that, because I failed to mention that when I said they're offering free credit protection, but you do disclose any right to take any action from them.
That's
and
not fair.
And no one's aware of that. So thanks for bringing that up. Audrey,
right. Well,
go ahead.
It turns out that they rescinded that. So that
Okay.
The pressure was far too much. I mean, it was ridiculous.
So that's no longer in effect?
That's no longer in effect.
All right. That's good to know. 312-981-7200. Jason Glassberg on the line with us, the ethical hacker. You can go to Kasaba.com to find out more that he's involved in. You mentioned freezing your credit. Audrey, you have called. That's what you did this morning?
Yes. Well, you have to go to all three big ones, the Experian, TransUnion, and then this one that was Equifax.
Equifax.
So you go on, you just go in, it's $10, and the Experian was super easy. It took my $10 and it froze my credit. So nobody can go in and even check it or create another identity. But the other two, TransUnion actually took my $10, but then gave me a notice that they were unable to complete my online request and to call. So when I called, it was just like a rapid, busy signal. It asked me 1,000 questions. I put in my answers, and then it said transferring me to an agent, and then just rapid, busy. And then the Equifax, the call wouldn't even go through. I tried the same thing to do it online, and it said, we can't complete your request.
Did it say due to volume, call volume, or did it not even say why?
It didn't even say why, but I did read yesterday that a lot of their call centers are like Florida and Georgia. So I think
they
were
something to do with it.
Having trouble there. And then the other day I went in and just, you can for free run your credit report and you can just look at it and make sure nothing has happened. And they don't give you your credit score, but you can look at your credit for free.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Audrey, good luck with this and stay on it. Keep monitoring your accounts.
Thank you.
All right. Jason Glassberg, we're going to take a quick break. If you want to jump in, there's a lot of people who have questions. 312-981-7200. It's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN.
It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Jason Glassberg, the ethical hacker, the co-founder and managing principal over at Kasaba. And we're talking about the big Equifax breach, which more than likely does affect you. You might think it might not, but not looking so good right now.
Jason, how are we looking at people-wise? How many people have been affected by this, do we know at this point?
The estimate is about 144 million. So not small chump change.
Is this the biggest hack in history thus far?
It's not the biggest. I believe that honor goes to Yahoo last year, which disclosed they lost over 500 million accounts. But like I say, the significance here is that as opposed to just a username and a password, this is the whole compendium of personal information that the bad guys go after. Your name, your date of birth, your social security number. And really, with all of this information in one fell swoop, you can do all sorts of damage to someone's credit and or set up accounts in their name.
So do the hackers themselves, are they benefiting directly, or do they sell this information to subgroups who then use it against you?
Well, exactly. I would imagine whoever got this hoard of information probably sold all of the data outright for, you know, pennies on the dollar on what it's worth in the black market. Generally speaking, full information on an individual is worth about $20, right? They have literal marketplaces on the dark web of the internet where these things are sold in an eBay-like marketplace. And so one individual is worth $20. You can imagine 144 million times 20, given a discount for bulk purchasing and stuff. But you can see we're talking about a potential enormous amount of money.
This is way worse than the Ashley Madison hack, I'll tell you that.
Different. Let's go with different, not worse.
Yes, it's not quite so entertaining.
Right.
Debbie has a great question. We talked about freezing your credit reports. Debbie, this is Jason Glassberg.
Hi, Bill and Wendy. Jason, I'm wondering, once we freeze our credit report, then what if we, you know, need to get a car or we need a home equity loan? How hard is it to unfreeze it, and or does that take, is that a long process to do?
It's actually not. You basically either go to the web and say you'd like to unfreeze or you call them. But of course, there's a nominal fee to do so. So
right. Okay.
They can't not charge you for this stuff. But literally, it's a fairly simple process to freeze and unfreeze, and you can continue doing that. And so while it's slightly inconvenient to have to manage your credit reports that way, you know, given the conditions of what happened, it's certainly a wise way to proceed.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Good luck to you, Debbie. Okay. And as we heard from another listener, that Experian, no problem, $10. They froze her account, but she had trouble getting through to TransUnion and Equifax. But some of that may be due to the fact that Hurricane Irma affected Florida and Georgia, right. And that's where these offices right. seem to be located.
Jason, down the line, class action suits against Equifax, do you see that happening?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think there's already somewhere in the order of 20 to 25 suits being entered. And then there was a hearing in Congress where, you know, their demanding heads would roll, of course, because they've got to say that. But I would imagine because of the significance of this, this is going to go and, you know, there's going to have to be some wholesale structural changes in, A, the rules and laws surrounding how these companies are protecting their data and their responsibility to American consumers who, as I say, don't voluntarily engage in their services. I mean, that's the part that's so distressing. It's one thing if you willingly enter into a contract with someone and something happens. But these guys operate kind of below the surface, and you don't even have a choice of who you want to deal with. I can't choose TRW over Equifax, for example, right? I'm forced to go with whoever lenders go with, and that just seems a bit unfair.
Yeah.
Equifax, if you follow them on Twitter, they have just added something that says, you know, we apologize to our consumers and business customers for their concerns and frustration this causes. We're committing to updating consumers on steps taken to provide the support needed and address issues they face around this incident. And then finally, their last one, we know that consumers have faced challenges and in response, we've made updates and there's a link for information regarding what to do.
Yeah.
But pretty scary stuff. That's all I have to say. Just keep checking your credit report. And you can do that for free on Credit Karma. Your report comes up and you can actually see who has been giving hard hits and soft hits to look at your credit. And at this point, that might be the best way to do it, Jason.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think people just have to get in the mindset that monitoring your own financial situation and your own credit is really a proactive responsibility now. You can't just sit back and assume everything's fine. You just have to assume that something may not be fine. Take the opposite approach and just be very vigilant and monitor what's going on in your name.
And Jason, I might be mixing up my stories, but didn't Ted Cruz just like their site yesterday?
I don't think it was that side he liked.
I can't remember.
You know, I have to say, Bill is very scared of doing online banking. He still goes to his neighborhood bank all the time. I do everything online. I guess I've learned not to save my credit information in like Amazon and those sites and stuff. But is this just the beginning of something that's going to unravel for all of us from this point forward?
Well, I do online stuff, too. And in fact, in this situation, I think a lot of times people's first inclination is to be like, oh, I don't want to do anything online. I don't want to save my line. But remember, what you want to do is you want to monitor your stuff as quickly as possible. And quite frankly, the easiest way to do that is to jump on the web and to go and monitor your bank account that way. It's a lot easier than running down to the bank every day and let me see a balance. So there's a certain value and, of course, convenience to online. I think what this really brings home to me is that no matter how good you are personally, don't save passwords, use complicated passwords, you know, do everything you can, there's always two people at the dance. And so in this incident, we're completely let down by the company that we're supposed to be trusting with our data. So, you know, it's just a thing to remember that as careful as you are and as careful as you act online, there's always two sides to the equation.
Well, I'm just, you know, I can never remember my passwords and I get locked out of my account. So that you've just made me realize I'm going back to password 1234 for all my accounts and it's not going to make a difference.
Well, I wouldn't quite go that far. You know, there are very interesting password sites like LastID and stuff who have these online systems for monitoring passwords. Those are always recommended.
And what if they get breached?
You don't want to give them an easy shot, but you also want to remember that, you know, you need to be vigilant. You can't just relax and assume that everything's okay because there's always something going on, and it may not even be something that you've done.
Well, thank you for your help. We appreciate talking to you. His name is Jason Glassberg, ethical hacker. He's been on the show before, and he'll be on the show again, probably more frequently now that this is going on. You can go to casaba.com, C-A-S-A-B-A.com, to find out more. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Take care, Jason. All right, a quick break. Steve with the news, and then more show, Bill and Wendy, WGN.